This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think George Pickens is going to play well this year?
Yes.
I do not.
Why?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say it that way. I think he'll put up some nice stats. I think he's going to be a massive headache, though.
He's only a headache to people who get headaches. And I don't think Jerry Jones is not going to let him get a headache. Not let him be a headache, because he's going to let George be George, and he's used to that. He's fine with that. And I think George will go into a situation where he doesn't have to hold his breath and not be himself and express himself the way that he wants to do it, and be, you know, kind of have that magnifying glass on him. I don't think Jerry's going to operate like that. Or it could be the total opposite.
Total opposite.
Where they have handcuffs on him all the time. But I don't think that, like, Jerry has dealt with players like George a lot.
Jerry will make it all about him, which will actually provide cover for George Pickens.
Yes.
I could see that. Again, I've had a couple of texts since the Pickens trade. He was not a popular man in that locker room at all.
No.
They felt like they had to baby his ass all the time.
Yep.
I mean, that's why guys like Jaylen Warren felt like they could publicly shame the guy when he wasn't blocking. Mm-hmm. And that was before Jaylen Warren was even Jaylen Warren of today, where people like Jaylen Warren
right.
and think he's a really good football player. And some have advocated that he should be the number one running back. This was when he was in the timeshare and he wasn't getting the majority of the touches. And he came out and he criticized George Pickens. That is a pimple on the ass.
Yeah.
Of the Yeti here, man.
Like, you'll see
we
that
are
going to
keep hearing more.
You'll see that with quarterbacks every once in a while, but you don't see that with other position players calling out another position player on the same side of the ball as you. Never see that.
No, you do not. And I think if you are going to form an argument that Pickens is going to, and this is the phrase I always use, walk the straight and narrow this year, I think the best argument for it would be that Dak Prescott is by leaps and bounds a better quarterback than Pickens has ever played with here.
Yes.
And so when you get open, the ball is going to find you, thus keeping you happier.
The biggest motivation is whenever somebody doesn't want you and you get another opportunity to show.
Oh, I know that, buddy.
You know, like, exactly. And I think that Pickens is going into a situation where it's new, it's fresh, it probably was much needed. And he's going into a situation where he knows immediately he's not the number one guy. Like, here, like, with DK coming in, you know, that'll ruffle some feathers, right? That'll make you upset that they traded for a number one wide receiver. Yeah, like, okay, maybe I could still get my touches, whatever. But, like, now you've been shipped to a place and you land and you know that you're number two. The quarterback's number one. Actually, you're number three. The quarterback's number one. You're number three. So, fall in line. And I think that he actually might this time, because he knows exactly where he stands in the Cowboys organization, and he's on a contract year. Like, all these things coming together. New start. He's the number two. You know that you're number two. They wanted you, the Steelers didn't. I think he's going to have a good year, and you have a good quarterback.
Those are all massive motivating factors.
Yes.
Chip on your shoulder for so many different reasons. I just don't know that he can channel it. I think he can do everything right during a week, right?
Yeah.
I'm focused. Right. I believe in all these things and then still explode on game day because he's got that fuse. I think Metcalf is similar, but Metcalf has only ever become a problem on the field. And even then, what we're talking about is he'll commit penalties.
Mm-hmm.
He'll hit guys late.
Over-aggressive, yeah.
He'll be over-aggressive. But during the week, that guy's not a problem, and he was a popular teammate in Seattle. This guy, not a popular teammate here. That's more evident now than ever before. Caboli reported yesterday that this was a Tomlin decision.
Oh, really?
That Mike Tomlin was the one who said, we can't win with this guy. Tomlin probably tired of covering for him and looking like a buffoon because of it.
Like, Tim Benz asked that question.
I was just about to bring Benzie up again.
That might have been the final straw.
Because Tomlin looked like a fool. Oh, I got a lot of responsibilities on game day.
Wow.
Come on, Mike. Mike, you're a very smart man. You know exactly what was happening. And if not, that's not a defense. That just makes you look like somebody who doesn't have your finger on the pulse of your own football team.
I mean, everybody knows that has played in the NFL that the coach has a checklist to see where everybody's at and sees if everybody has walked into the facility or into the stadium.
Come on.
That's procedure.
He's tired of covering for him, tired of making excuses for him. And Aditi yesterday on with the PM team, she gets the up close and personal look when she's on the sidelines. She said she has never seen a player who needs to have their hand held more than George Pickens. Guys coming up to him, trying to keep him focused. We saw in Hard Knocks when there was the interception in the Bengals game, the pick six, where he fell down. Tomlin comes over to him, and this was a good leadership moment by Tomlin, puts his arm around him and says, keep your head in the fight. Yeah. You shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
And every guy's going to have different mileage. Every guy is going to need to be coached differently. Everyone's an individual. I believe in that. You can't coach. You can't have a blanket statement on how you're going to coach your football team. Everyone is different. Some guys need to be yelled at. Some guys need to be left alone. Some guys need the tough love. Some guys need to be babied. But according to Aditi, and now some things I've heard in the last 24 hours, nobody needed it more than that guy. And he got hurt last year, I get it, but he didn't even have 1,000 yards. If you backfill, it's the right move.
Yes.
And if you don't, I still think it's the right move, but anybody who wants to criticize it, I totally understand, because it's going to look a lot like it did last year, yep. And last year wasn't good enough.